From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief, DO August 29th.
The systems update 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next.
Let's get into it.
First from the decoder.
Lane drops massive open video dataset with 10 million hours of footage for AI research.
So Lane just released this huge open video dataset called the Big Video Dataset, or BVD for short.
We're talking about 80 million videos and a staggering 10 million hours of footage, which is wild.
What's really interesting is that they've included 55 million clips that are automatically described, making it super useful for AI research.
Models trained on this dataset have already outperformed the previous best intern vid by up to 2.1 percentage points.
They are also in a solid legal position, likely thanks to a 2024 court ruling in Hamburg that allows the collection of copyrighted material for non-commercial research.
It's a significant step for AI development, especially since access to quality data is always a challenge.
Just imagine what researchers could do with all this footage.
Next, second from the decoder.
Google's Wikiskill gives AI agents a persistent memory of past mistakes to sharpen future performance.
Google Research has rolled out something called Wikiskill, which is pretty intriguing. It allows AI agents to keep a sort of memory bank capturing both their mistakes and successes instead of starting fresh each time. This means they can learn from their past experiences, which is a big shift in how these systems operate. It's like giving them a journal to reflect on, helping them improve over time. Interestingly, while larger models see a bigger boost from this setup, even smaller models can perform just as well as their larger counterparts if they use Wikiskill. This could really level the playing field and enhance the capabilities of smaller systems.
It's fascinating to think about how this persistent memory could change the way AI learns and adapts, making them more efficient and effective in their tasks.
Up next, third from the decoder.
AI-generated videos are already displacing actors and live streamers across China's entertainment industry. In China, the entertainment landscape is shifting dramatically as AI-generated content takes center stage.
A staggering 95% of the short dramas released in the first quarter of 2026 were created by AI, leaving traditional actors and live streamers facing an uncertain future.
This rapid adoption of technology is not just a trend, it's reshaping how stories are told and who gets to tell them.
Some actors are finding themselves in a tough spot, being asked to relinquish their voice and likeness to AI tools, often before being let go from their roles.
This has sparked a rise in labor disputes related to AI, as many in the industry grapple with the implications of these changes on their livelihoods.
The conversation around AI's role in creative fields is becoming more urgent, highlighting the need for a balance between innovation and the protection of human talent.
As this unfolds, it's clear that the intersection of technology and creativity is a complex space, and the impact on the workforce is profound.
The entertainment industry is at a crossroads, and it'll be interesting to see how it navigates these challenges moving forward.
And then,
fourth from towards data science.
RAG is not the whole toolkit. The NLP technique's real problems still need.
So there's this interesting discussion happening around the limitations of retrieval augmented generation, RAG, in natural language processing.
It's not that RAG isn't useful, it's just that it's not the only tool we should be relying on.
For instance, when it comes to enterprise document intelligence, there are simpler, often cheaper methods for specific tasks like classifying requests or cleaning up noisy OCR data. The real skill lies in knowing when to use these different techniques. It's about having a well-rounded toolkit and understanding the nuances of each problem.
That way, you can pick the most efficient approach for what you need.
It's a reminder that sometimes the simplest solution is the best one.
Next,
fifth from towards data science.
When to use Claude Code and when to use Codex.
Claude Code shines when you're juggling multiple smaller tasks.
It's like having an efficient organizer that can delegate those quick fixes without breaking a sweat.
On the other hand, Codex is your go-to for tackling a single complex task that needs focus and precision.
It's straightforward and gets right to the point, which is refreshing when you're trying to drive something to completion.
The author's internal classification system helps them decide which model to use based on the task at hand. They've noticed that while Codex excels at detailed work, it struggles to manage multiple tasks simultaneously, often forgetting about one or the other.
This means for daily smaller tasks, Claude Code is preferred, while Codex is reserved for bigger projects.
To figure out which model works best, they suggest analyzing how each agent performs over time.
By comparing task completion times and how often each model needs guidance, you can start to see patterns that help you choose wisely.
It's all about tuning into how these agents operate
and adjusting your approach as needed.
Up next.
Sixth from the decoder opener, I cuts off cursor after space acquisition. Citing Musk's history of breaking contracts, opener I has decided to sever ties with the AI coding tool cursor following SpaceX's acquisition of the company.
The decision seems rooted in concerns over Elon Musk's history of not adhering to contracts. Interestingly, cursor's co-founder, Michael Truhl, is trying to downplay the impact of this split, noting that OpenAI's models only contribute to about 5% of the tool's overall AI traffic.
It's a curious situation, especially considering how intertwined the tech world is and how quickly alliances can shift based on ownership.
It'll be interesting to see how this affects Cursor's future and its user base.
And then,
seventh from the decoder, Anthropic wants to do for physical hardware what its Model Context Protocol did for software. Anthropic has introduced the Model Hardware Standard, or MHS, which aims to streamline how AI interacts with physical devices like robotic arms and lab equipment.
This new standard offers a unified interface that significantly reduces integration time,
What used to take weeks can now be accomplished in just a few hours. However, there's a catch cord. The right sometimes struggles with understanding physical cause and effect, which means human oversight is still necessary for the time being. It's an interesting step toward making AI more effective in real-world applications, but it highlights the ongoing need for a human touch in these interactions. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
New here.
Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.